This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Caicedo, adult and pediatric transplant surgeon and hepatobiliary surgeon at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Caicedo, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.
We are going to talk about Hispanic access to transplants. What prompted you to start the Hispanic transplant program?
Well, multiple things. First of all, I realized how big it was, the Hispanic community in the U.S., especially here in Chicago and Illinois. The Hispanic has the fastest growth in the nation. They're growing 43% when the rest of the population is growing 5%. There was a huge need, and nobody had developed a program in the nation focusing in this community. And there was a huge need.
And what health disparities does the Hispanic community face with organ transplants?
The Hispanic community is affected by multiple medical problems, like a diabetes, 2 times more frequent compared with whites, non-Hispanic whites.
And can you name some of the other disparities in addition to diabetes?
Not only diabetes, hypertension, obesity, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and all of these are leading causes of a kidney failure as well liver failure, fatty liver disease. All of these are leading causes of chronic kidney failure as well liver failure or liver cirrhosis, and those would need a kidney transplantation as well, liver transplantation.
This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Caicedo, adult and pediatric transplant surgeon and hepatobiliary surgeon. Dr. Caicedo, can you tell us more about the Hispanic transplant program? What does it entail more specifically?
Then basically, this program provides culturally sensitive care to this community. We provide all the care in Spanish. We have a bilingual and bicultural team. Now we have more than 40 members of our team that are bilingual, bicultural. They're Hispanic and they speak Spanish. And we have been able to improve access to transplant care in this community by 91%.
Amazing.
And we have increased the number of living donors kidney transplant by 74%. And we have decreased the disparity of living donor kidney transplant, for example, between Hispanics and whites in 70%. We were the only center in the nation with this type of result. Not only we were the first one, and not only we have the largest team dedicated to this community in the nation, but also we are the only one with this type of results. And we're helping other institutions even to develop this type of approach, culturally sensitive approach to this community. And in the liver side, we have been able to improve also access to transplant care in this community by 68%. We have increased the number of liver transplant by more than 50%, and the number of living donor liver transplant has been increased by 88%. Then this type of culturally sensitive approach really helped not only the patient, but also the family and all friends around this patient to help them, to support them, and actually in many cases they become the living donors too.
What can be done to change transplant disparities?
Many things can be done. The first thing is to recognize our diversity in this country. It's not only about Hispanics, it's about all our communities. This is the best country on earth, I believe, is because we're diverse. We have to embrace it and recognize our differences. And as long as we recognize our differences and we customize or personalize the care of every patient, that can have a huge impact. And we have demonstrated, not only our institution, now we're helping others to develop it too.
Indeed. Dr. Caicedo, thank you for this great conversation. What is one takeaway that you would like to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, for the Hispanic community, you can think of Northwestern Medicine with a place where you can come. If you live here in Chicago, in Illinois, or you live in another state and you want to have a personalized care where you and your family is taken care of and is important, you can come to Northwestern and we'll help you to solve your medical issue, specifically in transplantation.
This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Caicedo, adult and pediatric transplant surgeon and hepatobiliary surgeon. It's been a pleasure, Dr. Caicedo. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me.